were in the boxing club in Bulleboro, daughter Ronan and myself, we have to walk or run out there because we know the way of getting out. Mickey come in with Harry Ringwood. Harry was a barber in Enniscorthy, and he was also the coach in Bulleboro, Father Murphy's boxing club. So Mick used to come out with him and train away. We'd get ourselves fit first, and then we get into the ring, do a few spars, and Mick and I used to spar each other. But sparring with maybe the two of us at times would get a bit heavy. But that was the way it was. He was a lovely person, very, very decent, very honest. He wouldn't do a bad turn on anybody. Oh, he was so nice now, you know, gentle person. And a gentleman, I always thought he was. But, you know, when we spar and then we get to box and box different clubs around, go up into Wicklow, box up there, and then come to the Leinsters and things like that. We were juniors, like, as we call them, like, you know. Mick would be the best of us, like, you know, he'd go a few fights, but we could be beaten in the first one. But we head up to the National Stadium in Dublin then, like. But unfortunately, we didn't win any titles or anything. But Mick was still our top man at the time. Top man. You could go anywhere to a tournament and Mick would be the person that had definitely win. Because he was very strong, like very strong person, very strong boxer. But as a character, oh my God, he was a brilliant person, a lovely person. He'd never do bad on anyone. He was a gentleman his lifetime. The length I knew him, I knew him a long time. He'd never do bad on anyone. He was there to help you, you know, his lifetime. People all around him and that, he was, you know, he'd be there. If anything went wrong or anything, Mick would be the first there at the door. You know, even though here in Ferns now, if any of our friends or anything like that, and that Mick would know, he'd be out. He was that type of a man. He couldn't do wrong, you know, that type. You know, he was a gentle person and lovely person everywhere.
That seems to be the rounding aspect of all the different tributes that have been paid to him this week, was just that he was a man that would just drop his hat and, you know, give you the last pound out of his pocket there just to help you out. And just getting back to his actual boxing, I mean, there's a great little article here by Dan Walsh, who does some work with the station here. He has this great picture from 1959 and it's, you know, Mick in the ring. What sort of a boxer was he? You mentioned he was a very strong boxer. So was he aggressive in the ring?
Yeah, very, very strong boxer, very... A good boxer also with being strong, you know, he wouldn't walk into punches or anything like that, like, you know, how to defend himself in the ring, you know. Oh my God, he was awful strong. You know, for a man of his size, because he wouldn't be boxing up heavy, I think it was around light belt or two belt or like that, he boxing, like, that'd be around the 10 stone at that time, like, you know.
But he still had a lot of strength for his relatively small stature.
Oh, God. He definitely had strength and a punch. Like, you know, if he hit you with a punch, you know you were getting it and that was it. Stopped a lot of his fights, like, you know.
If he wasn't taking home titles, you know, he was leaving that impression on people, I suppose. Oh. And one thing you can see from the tributes is that there's been tributes paid right around, not only Wexford here, but Arklow have done it, and you mentioned boxing up in Wicklow and stuff as well. Yeah. So he really had that wide range of influence, didn't he?
Well, believe it or believe it not, that was the first time I got to know me. We went up to Arklow to do a spar, like, you know, and actually Mick was there. He was in Arklow at the time. He had a brother of mine there with him, Declan. The two of them were in the club. Declan didn't do much boxing, like, you know, he didn't do it. But Mick did now. He set up the boxing in Enniscorthy, where he was from. Bernard Dunn, he came into the club, and, you know, Mick was setting up with various lads, like they were going into this coaching and all in the club, like, you know. So it got to be a great club in Enniscorthy.
When you think back of Mick, he really was somebody who dedicated his life to boxing, not just in the ring, but in all areas of it. Like, you know, he was a boxing referee as well, and that's something that's been brought up again and again. And
a judge, referee, he was, you know, he was there. He was a brilliant man for doing things in boxing. Well, anything, actually, anybody, and it didn't have to be boxing. He was still a gentleman. But boxing was his love, like, you know. He loved boxing. When we started up in Ferns, and Bernard and himself came out with a list of what we should do and what everything had to be perfect with me. Now, it's no use me saying anything else. When he come out and we have a tournament on, like, and Mick can be judge, referee, as we call him. But Mick was also belonged to the club. So he'd come over to me and he said to me, now, that chap is, he's a good chap and he's good, very good. Now watch him, and then there'd be other fellas there, and, you know, we're trying their best. Like, Mick had said to you, why are you putting him in the ring for? But sure, you'd have nothing else at the time, you know. We're only starting out on the ring, like, and fighting and things like that. But he was always the first to be there, always the first to tell you what to do, how to do it, and everything. With Mick Creeley, everything had to be perfect. He was that type of a man. And also, immaculate, he'd never come in, even when he was working. His uniform would be perfect. He was never any other way, you know. He just came in and immaculate, like, you know. Even in the ring as a judge or as a referee, my God, he was so into it.
Yeah.
Oh, he got on to me several times in the corner.
He was a witty man as well, wasn't he? He was, you know, quick with the tongue.
Oh, very quick. Very quick, like, you know. I'd love to meet people like him again, like.
You know, Wexford's always had this love affair with boxing, but it's a small enough crew there when you look at it overall in relative terms. So you need to have people that are that dedicated to it, don't you?
Oh, you do. It's a full-time job now. If you have a club, like, it's a full-time job, like, you know. It's nice saying to a chap, you know, getting into the ring, you have to show him how to do it. You know, you have to tell him what to do. And then that's going to take a while. It won't take one night. It'll take a while for him to learn how to defend himself and all in the ring. You know, it can be a lot of work. But quickly, he'll be always there to tell you what to do and how to do it. He'd come out to the club, watch around now, and he'd say to you, mind that chap down the ring. He could be good. Things like that. As a referee, then, he'd come out with a list to me and what to do in the ring, you know, what to do and what not to do. All that went on with him. And then Bernard was another one that would know everything, the laws of the boxing and all them things, like, you know, dedicated to it. You know, God, Creeley, I say he was the, apart from boxing, Mick was a lovely person, like, a really genuine, decent man. And, well, it might be hard to find a man like him again.